Y'all get ready?
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot.
Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I want to come on here and talk about the whole Shane Dawson drama. So if you guys do not know, what's going down is this. So 2 days ago, I was sent a video of Shane Dawson. Now, you guys remember I did my live stream and I was talking about the whole Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, all the, you know, white beauty community guru drama that's been going on. And during the live stream, somebody had said that there was a problematic video going around of Shane Dawson basically sexualizing a six-year-old. And so a few people ended up sending me the video because I had never seen it. And this video was just extremely disturbing. And a lot of people were really upset about it when I posted on Instagram, like, what the hell is going on with this dude? Other people had said that the video came out in 2014. He since apologized about it. And I'm so tired of the whole Shane Dawson apologize umpteenth time crew. Y'all stop. Just because he apologized and you forgive him does not mean anybody else does, okay? So with that being said, I want you guys to go ahead and check out this video really quick, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
This child was probably 6 years old, and I was taking a picture of something, and the kid turns to me and goes, oh, are you Instagramming? And first of all, how does a 5-year-old, 6-year-old know what Instagram is?
Right.
Which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I was embarrassed because, yes, I was, and it was a picture of my salad. And the 6-year-old girl goes, oh, how many followers do you have? I have 125,000.
No.
Her dick was almost as big as mine.
Really?
And I said, okay, little big dick, why do you have so many followers? And she goes, oh, I'm a cheerleader. And I'm like, oh, really? And she shows me her Instagrams, which are like, first of all, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but like, she's like sexy. She's like sexy.
You're disgusting.
I know. Listen, we've talked about pedophilia
before. No, this
before.
Is the, Shane, like, do not say this. And like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, you will get arrested. Like, he kind of can...
Listen,
he allegedly... He has this justification for pedophilia,
okay.
And it's so disturbing, and, like, I just pretend that he doesn't.
Okay, wait, no, like, no, let me explain, let
no.
me explain!
Oh, God.
Here's my justification for pedophilia.
I can't.
Here's my thing. People have foot fetishes, people have fetishes about, you know, everything. Fine, everybody do your thing. So why is it when somebody looks at... Google's like naked baby on Google and jerks off to it, they can get arrested?
Because,
I don't understand
because
that. Here's the worst part of it. I actually went to Google and I'm like,
oh,
I don't want to see,
you can get arrested.
I know, but I just wanted to see, like, okay, let me just pretend, yeah. Let me pretend like I'm a pedophile for a sec. So I typed in naked baby. First of all, they were sexy. Okay, back to the Instagram. So I look at this little girl's pictures, and she had makeup on. She had her tongue out. She was doing, like, the peace sign. She was doing a backflip.
Is she like Honey Boo Boo? Is she fat?
No, she was like the skinny little sexy six-year-old.
All right, so you guys just saw that video. And to me, being a parent, that video was very, very disturbing. One, because he's talking about and sexualizing a six-year-old child. And then he goes on to admit that he basically Googles naked babies. And he's trying to play it off with humor. You know, but like I always say, every joke has a little bit of truth to it. So I don't take it as humor. I take this as what Shane Dawson probably was doing then or probably is still doing now on his free time. You know, there's just certain things that as an adult, and he was definitely an adult when this went down in 2014. He wasn't 14 years old. He was a grown man. And there's certain things that you do not say and you do not attach to children, especially children that young. You know, and especially with young girls, they already have enough things attached to them that we don't need grown adults sexualizing them at 6 years old. They literally have their entire teen years when they're going through puberty to be sexualized by every damn male that they know in their life, okay? So this is not okay for him to have this conversation and to be talking about this on a podcast, you know, just lets you know how strong his privilege is, that he's just able to talk about this, and even his co-host is uncomfortable, but she's trying to play it off with this laughter and trying to distance herself, and he just sees nothing wrong with it. And the fact that it took until 2020 for people to really be outraged about this, I mean, I'm sure people were outraged back then, but the fact that, you know, he wasn't able to be canceled or, you know, reprimanded for that just says a lot. So now, fast forward to yesterday, I was sent a video by somebody, and basically this video was even more disturbing. In this video, you see Shane Dawson, and he acts like he's jacking off to a young Willow Smith. And so I posted the video. It had like 48,000 views on Instagram, and, you know, I just felt like this is so problematic. Like, how was this okay to people back then? You know, and I watched Shane off and on through the years. I hadn't really paid him any attention for, I would say, about 5 years until he did that documentary with, like, Jake Paul, and he did the one with Jeffree Star. And then he did something with, like, Graveyard Girl and stuff. So I kind of watched a few of those off and on. But as far as, like, his comedy stuff, I've been checked out because I just didn't like the whole Shanae-Nae thing. And even recently, he was still making money off of these Shanae-Nae shirts. You know, he was doing blackface back then and talking with a black scent. And, you know, and I understand that was the wild, wild west of YouTube. And he was a lot younger back then. You know, and he was just trying to, I guess, emulate Martin. But it just wasn't funny. And I remember people back then calling him out and even calling out his black homegirl at the time, Shauna Malcolm, I believe that was her name, and calling her out for co-signing the fuckery. And it was like, oh, it's all fun and games. It doesn't matter. You guys are too sensitive.
Good job, Lucy. But next time, shake your titties more. And you, take off the jacket and show more. Good job over there.
And Lucy, I checked my statistics and I have a lot of child molesters watching. So can you please eat a cocktail weenie? Do it slow. Oh.
Oh, I like that chocolate, that weenie. Ooh, it tastes so good.
Do like an Asian, like.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means.
It means you're not funny anymore, faggot.
What?
Yeah, Smosh is so much better than you and so much hotter. Yeah, I'd rather fuck Lucas Cruikshank than fuck you. I'd rather fuck Lucas Cruikshank while he's doing the Fred voice than fuck you.
Okay, kids, calm down.
I'd rather have Nega Higa take a shit on my face while Jenna Marble's dog cheat on my vagina than fuck you. I'd rather have Precious shove my entire head in her big black pussy than fuck you.
Okay, I get it.
Now we must go and kill the Jew! Sorry, I got an at reply. Is it me, or does Aunt Hitler look fat today? Who wrote that? I don't know.
One right yeah. Now. Like, say I want to get rid of, I don't know, all the Jews. How would I do that?
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't make those ones anymore.
What?
What is happening here?
You had asked your fans to start drawing Lauren?
Oh my god.
You've got money?
Lauren, you look beautiful, honey.
For my movie, The Collective, and I told them, you know, Shauna, I really want her to have a channel, and she has a lot of fans, and, like, she doesn't know what she's doing, she doesn't know how to make a video, she's black, she doesn't even know how to, she just slaps her keyboard. So, they want to
You got it? Fuck you, nigga!
But once the pendulum started shifting and we started coming into a more, I guess what you want to call a more PC culture, where a lot of things that were okay back in like 2009, 2010 are just not acceptable nowadays. You know, so I just never liked the whole Shanae-Nae character that he played. But this video with Willow Smith was very, very disturbing, and a lot of people drug him for this. And they're like, you know what, this is just too much. You know, I just don't get this. How's he still able to have a successful channel? Like I told you guys, this man has sold out on his conspiracy palettes with Jeffree Star. They did a relaunch like not even a week or so ago. Those all sold out. So obviously his fans, they technically don't care. And I think that's the saddest part. So anyways, this video went viral. A lot of people were talking about this, and he can miss me with the dark humor bullshit because there's nothing humorous about this, not when it comes to a child. And in this video, Willow Smith was 11 years old. So I want you guys to go ahead and watch this really quick.
Oh, Willow. Oh, I'll whip your hair back and forth. Oh.
All right, so you guys just saw that disturbing video of him and Willow Smith. So like I said, I believe Portia Williams had also posted a video calling him out as well. And so I noticed a lot of the black blogs also started posting the video calling him out after I posted it. And so it's like, you know, they have a way bigger presence than me on Instagram. So it started making more of a trend in the black Instagram community. So then later on, he decided to make an apology video. And he claimed that the apology video was basically sparked on by Jenna Marbles. Now, I haven't watched Jenna Marbles in some years. And I do like Jenna. I haven't, you know, had any issues with her per se. But I remember she had a podcast at one time. And I think she more or less was doing that. But Jenna decided to come out and basically apologize for her problematic past, where she had like an incident where she had tanned. And so she ended up doing like some type of, I think, a Nicki Minaj video with this tan. And people were kind of equating it to blackface. And even though people didn't really call her out, she decided to just come out herself and take ownership, and also decided to take a small break from YouTube. So I want you guys to just watch a snippet of this Jenna Marbles video.
I've tried my best to grow up and to be a better person. And first and foremost, I want everyone to know that I've always been a two-way street, and that any time that you criticize me and tell me that you would like me to do better or to do something differently, that I always try to do that. And I try to make fun content, inclusive content, things that don't offend people or upset people. And that's kind of where I am. The clip. Incredibly cringy and embarrassing. This is private. It has been private for quite some time, but it looks like this.
Nicki Minaj, and then there's Roman, who's there.
And I do just want to tell you that it was not my intention to do blackface. This is the end of the video where I took my wig off. I don't know how else to say this, but it doesn't matter, because all that matters is that people were offended and it hurt them. And for that, I am so unbelievably sorry that this isn't okay. And it hasn't existed on the internet for a long time because it's not okay. Also from 2011, a bad year for me in judgment, apparently. This video is called Bounce That Dick. This has also been made private. I don't want to offend anyone. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in making anyone feel bad, in case you haven't noticed. Here's the clip. I will play it for you. Here, hold on, let me remind you.
Sorry, that was racist. I'm bad at rap songs.
So as you can see, I said, hey, Ching Chong Wing Wong. Shake your King Kong Ding Dong. Sorry, that was racist. I'm bad at rap songs. It's awful. It doesn't need to exist. It's inexcusable. It's not okay. I'm incredibly sorry if this offended you. Then, now, whenever. It doesn't need to exist. It shouldn't have existed. I shouldn't have said that. Ever.
Okay, so you guys just saw that Jenna Marbles video. And what she had to say. And then on top of that, another huge YouTuber, PewDiePie, he came out and he says, Jenna Marbles was one of the most genuine good people on this platform. Now she gets bullied off of the site by mistakes that happened 8 to 10 years ago. Who cares? These actions reflect in no way who she is and the content that she makes today. Anyone who watches her can see that. Some things were more levitant a few years ago. That's not to say it was right, but where the line is drawn from the past and today seems non-existent. I thought this point was to learn from your mistakes and do better. We all have problems in our past. No one in the world is perfect. This site will be filled with nothing but douche tubers who don't care, while the people who do get pushed out. So disappointed with the internet and how far things have gotten. Now, this is why I have to check PewDiePie. Because he's another person who's been problematic. He's done some anti-Semitic things. He's also been on his live stream and he said nigger and things like that. First of all, nobody punked Jenna Marbles. And this is what I hate. That when a white woman decides to take responsibility and decides to talk open and candidly, somehow it's being twisted to the black community is bullying her and forcing her to leave YouTube. Everybody that I know that was in my comments were in full support of Jenna Marbles. everybody was telling her, you know, don't go. We still support you. We forgot about the video. The fact that you brought it up and you took ownership is wonderful. Nobody was bullying her to leave YouTube. So that's bullshit. If she wants to leave YouTube, she has every right to do that. She has every right to take a break, you know, deal with her mental health, you know, deal with the real world. Nothing but respect to her for that. But for these other YouTubers who have definitely been problematic in the past to sit here and try and twist it and act like the black community is spearheading, you know, this whole banned Jenna Marbles hate train is bullshit. Because, like I said, most of the black people on social media have been very supportive of her video, thought it was very genuine. I myself thought it was genuine. And I thought it was dope that she just decided to just apologize, you know, before, you know, it came out or people try to, you know, cancel her. Let me show you guys what I did a few years ago that was problematic and let me take ownership for that. That is called growth. So I don't like this whole narrative that certain YouTubers are trying to spin because it's their friend and they feel like it's gone too far. Don't put that shit on the black community or on, you know, black people on YouTube or black people on social media, because for the most part, from what I've seen, most black people were supporting Jenna and had no issues with her or her apologizing and appreciated it. So she's being canceled. Y'all better look at the other people, because we're not going to sit here and cancel Jenna Marbles, and we got a whole bunch of other problematic people, and there's a whole bunch of other more problematic people that need to be canceled. So I don't like that narrative that everybody's spinning about how folks are, you know, canceling Jenna Marbles, but they're still buying Jeffree Star's lipstick, or they're canceling Jenna Marbles, but you guys are still supporting Shane Dawson. Nobody canceled Jenna. Jenna wanted to leave YouTube, okay? So let's stop with that bullshit narrative.
And I don't want to put anything out in the world. It's going to hurt anybody. So I need to be done with this channel for now or for forever. I don't know. So, all right. Good talk.
So now, after Jenna Marbles' situation, what ended up happening is that, you know, somehow, some way, okay, Shane Dawson saw the light of day and he decided to apologize. Now, it took me a while to watch his apology video because I wasn't interested in anything he really had to say, but I watched it and it just did not come off as genuine or sincere as Jenna Marbles. It just looked like he was basically, you know, piggybacking or copying off of what she did and trying to explain himself. You know, once again, I'm trying to be a comedian. It's dark humor. Well, your jokes keep landing flat, sir. And the fact that you always have to go to the racial aspect means that you're not really a comedian.
Nigga!
Yes, it is me, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How fly do I look? I mean, really.
Shut up, you fucking nigger bitch.
Nigger bitch, monkey woman. You're the best.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, fuck you, nigga.
Because people who are funny, they're just naturally funny. You don't have to be vulgar. You don't have to, you know, go to the lowest common denominator. You can find ways to just be funny and be yourself. I make people laugh all the damn time on my live stream. I've never had to go below the gutter and drag people and make them feel like shit or talk about a whole race of people and put them all in one box. And you just don't have to do that. So I felt like there was a lot of excuses. There was a lot of, oh, I was young and, you know, now I've grown. And, you know, so a lot of people were just not really buying Shane Dawson's apology. So I want you guys to go ahead and watch some of this here, and I'm gonna come back with the rest of my commentary.
Of wanting people to be accountable, wanting punishment for people, and I agree. And that's why I'm making this video. I saw Jenna Marbles' video. Blackface was something that I did a lot. Like, I did it a lot on my channel. And there is no excuse for it. There's literally no excuse. I made a video 6 years ago talking about it, and I gave excuses, and I knew it was wrong, and I knew I would never wanted to do it again, but I didn't do the work. I didn't actually look into the history of it and why it's so wrong and why people were so upset. Because my excuse, oh, I was just being funny. I love black people. I'm not racist. I was trying to be funny. Like, all of that is stupid. I've had a lot of pain. I've had a lot of bad things happen to me. I've had a lot of issues with my family. And I took that pain and I turned it into jokes. And I think instead of joking about them so much, I probably should have just went to therapy earlier and talked about them. I swear on my life, I am not somebody who would ever talk about a child, like in seriousness. I would never talk about a child in any way that was inappropriate. That is disgusting. That is gross. It is not something I would ever do. It is something I did for shock value or because I thought it was funny or like, oh my God, my child molester character or whatever. It's all gross. And I promise that is not real. That is not me. Have I done sketches where kids were saying crazy things? Yes. Do I regret it? Yes. Even I saw a vlog clip of me and my cousin who was, I don't know, probably 12 or 13 at the time. And we were, you know, I was doing the birds and the bees talk. Dumb, gross shit. And I remember a few years ago, I reached out to her mom, my aunt, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I can't believe I did this. Like, this is insane. I can't believe I talked to, you know, my cousin like that. And, you know, she was like, oh my God, we know. It's okay. It was funny. Like, we all thought it was funny. Like, that's just how our family is. So I kind of took that as like, okay, well, then I don't need to apologize for it. But I do, because I posted it on the internet for everyone. Not just my family. I posted like a stupid, weird family moment for everyone. I'm so sorry that I just was so thoughtless with things I was posting for so many years. I wasn't thinking. I thought, oh, I'm in a weird category where I can say whatever I want. And I did. And now it's the biggest regret of my entire life.
All right. So you guys just saw that snippet of Shane Dawson's apology. So now what's going down is this. If you guys don't know, as of a few hours ago, Shane Dawson, Jaden, and Jada Pinkett Smith are all trending on Twitter. Okay? Jada Pinkett and her son Jaden, they are not here for the fuck shit. And they are not happy about the video because what happened is that once I think the Shade Room posted it and a few other people kept tagging the Smiths. Like, do y'all see this shit? Y'all see what damn Shane done did to y'all's daughter back when she was talking about whipping her hair back and forth? So this is what Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had to say. She says, to Shane Dawson, I'm done with the excuses. Then Jaden says, Shane Dawson, I'm disgusted by you. You sexualizing an 11-year-old girl who happens to be my sister is the furthest thing from funny and not okay in the slightest bit. This man was also doing blackface on the regular. As the youth, we need to support creators who support us and our morals. This is not okay. Then he also says, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Then he made a bunch of angry face emojis. You know, the whole situation is insane. And I don't blame the Smiths for being mad. That was disgusting. There was nothing, you know, I get humor. You know, I love comedy shows. I love comedians. But a lot of people love the title of comedians and they're just not funny. It takes a long time to get to the level of a Dave Chappelle, a Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? And things like that. And people try to put things in the guise of I'm a comedian. I'm just being funny. When you're just looking for shock value, there's a difference between really being funny, making people think, making people laugh. And like I said before, just looking for shock value and trying to, you know, go down to the lowest common denominator. And that's what a lot of people do on YouTube. That's what a lot of people do on social media. And then they try and guise their racism and their bullshit into, oh, I was just being funny. Oh, it's just dark humor. Forgive me. You know, so this entire situation is crazy, but I know what's going to happen. It's all temporary. All of this outrage, while it's not fake, we've seen this before. You know, people will cancel these huge white YouTubers and they'll be canceled for maybe a few weeks or a month. And then slowly they creep back and, you know, it's back to business as usual. We all remember all the drama that happened 2 years ago on YouTube when I can't even tell you which Paul brother, I think it was Logan, okay, went into the suicide forest and filmed a dead body. And he was trending worldwide, drug, you know, they took his, you know, good percentage away. They didn't demonetize his channel, but they took his, you know, his premium ads. Because he was getting ads where he was making like $100 a pop per ad. They took that from him as punishment. But, you know, fast forward 2 years later, it's back to business as usual. They really didn't lose no money. You know, they might have had some fans fall back. They went through backlash. You know, they lost a few things, but they were able to just pick right back up. And that's the problem, is that so many problematic people, influencers, celebrities, they keep getting slaps on the wrist, or people, you know, constantly say things like, oh, well, they already apologized. How much, you know, how many more apologies do they need to do? And I'm not saying they have to apologize every day or, you know, just be sorry for the rest of their lives, because there's a such thing as growth. When you apologize for something and you're sincere, you don't make the same mistake over. And that's my issue with a lot of these people, is that they apologize and then the same thing happens a year or two later. You know, just like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, whoever, you know, they claimed they wanted to turn a new leaf and do better and everything else. Then he's there at the mall in Arizona, you know, with the looters and end up getting charged. You know, and it's like, you're a millionaire. Why are you even in that situation? It's not like you're protesting. You're literally at a mall that's shut down with a bunch of people that broke in just so you can get views on YouTube. So, you know, it's a lot of just nonsense that I see all the time on this site, you know, and it's sad because those are the people that get pushed through the algorithm. Those are the people who get millions of views. Those are the people, you know, who have millions and millions of followers. But the people who are doing the right thing, who are following the rules, who are following the guidelines, we don't get any type of love. You know, if anything, we get punished for speaking the truth. You know, how many times have my videos been taken down, demonetized, flagged, you know, and other content creators like Troyce and, you know, Dollface and things like that. And it's just really unfortunate. Like, there's definitely two different YouTubes, and I just think it's unfair. But you know, that is the end of my rant, honey. So I want to know you guys' thoughts on the entire situation concerning Shane Dawson, him being canceled. Well, supposedly canceled, honey. We'll see how long that lasts. How do you guys feel about what Jaden and Jada had to say about this situation? And then last but not least, how do you guys feel about Jenna Marbles, you know, her coming out and apologizing and somehow it's being spun into black people or, you know, punking her and trying to force her to quit YouTube and saying that she's crying white tears when, yeah, you might have a few people, but the majority of people that I've talked to, and especially in the YouTube community, we're proud of Jenna. You know what I'm saying? We feel like her apology is sincere. Shane, not so much, okay? So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Don't forget to leave a comment. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button. And most importantly, don't forget to hit the notification bell so that we can be down with the notification squad. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. All right. Deuces.